Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, August 21st, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well today. I'm well, and I tell the truth, too. So if I'm not well, I'll say I'm not well.
I'm a little hungry after our conversation before we came on the air, but other than that, I'm good.
We have done nothing but talk about food.
Vegetables and buffets and which ones are healthy and which ones aren't. Yeah.
Well, I certainly always giving my 2 cents worth on restaurants. It's very important that we know and have choices based on potential good things, because if you leave it to just pot luck and you wake up or you get out of your chair to about 10:45 and say, I'm going to go eat lunch without any plans, you're probably going to eat a poor quality lunch. You have to have plans for your food.
Well, one of the reasons I like you bring it up is a lot of times we default to stuff because we don't know we have options.
Yes. Hey, I want to, as always, miss Dr. Green. He's, on a new path and 4.5 years with Vital Health Radio. Loved every minute of it. He sent me a text the other day. His daughter is, like yours, Clint, heading to college.
Yeah.
And he sent me this. And, of course, he knows how I love quotes and wisdom quotes from Dr. Seuss. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And it's talking about, he's speaking of transitions in life. And he said, leaving for Ole Miss today, thinking of the transitions in our lives. And part of that was us, the transition from 4.5 years of him being the medical physician here on Vital Health Radio that I learned tremendous amounts from. And he, like he said on the text to me, smiling at the good times and setting his face forward to walk boldly into the next great experience. Love Dr. Green. I love his attitude of life.
Well, Katie's going off. I love that quote from Dr. Seuss, and just a quick anecdotal story I think you'll appreciate. My daughter came over a couple of days ago, said, Dad, can I put some of this stuff in your car so when we go up, you know, I don't want to have to carry it in my car. I'm like, yeah. She was dressed from work, so she had a nice a professional jumper suit on, right? And for the last 10, 12 years, we've always carried softball equipment in our car. My son's had football equipment, and we've always thrown softball, especially in the side yard. That's how we've worked our problems out, because she's been a really great softball player in high school. She's dressed in a business outfit, and she goes, you want to throw a catch one more time?
Aww.
I'm like, absolutely. So we're sweating in 90-something degree weather on the side yard and throwing softball in her work outfit for about 10 minutes, and then I just said, okay, that was good stuff. So I can feel Dr. Green's pain.
That is a permanent stuff, too. That goes deep within the emotions. You know, the movie Field of Dreams, I still watch the clip of when he's playing with the catch with the dad.
Absolutely.
It's still very emotional to me.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a very sensitive person on those areas. And some people tend to make fun of me, like, how could you watch the same clip about 50 times and still feel the depth of that? But I actually feel more the more I see it, because it's connecting with something of value within my heart.
Yeah.
It really is. I want to say, before we get too far down the road, the Dr. Hedrick, love him to death. We are going to have another lung bus at Nutrition World. What does that mean? It is actually a very quick, non-invasive procedure that can look at your chest, your vascular system, to see blood flow, see calcium deposits. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of testing, I'll be honest with you, because part of testing, there can be dangers in some of this, risk involved. Secondly, is it sometimes is used for the end result of just creating a new customer client called patient.
Right.
And because it's easy, we don't have perfect bodies. And if you looked, I will not subject myself, because first off, I'm a hypochondriac, slightly. That's kind of not, that's being kind to myself. I'm better than I've ever been in my life. I've come to peace with so much of the insecurities of health, because I see people who are unhealthy every single day. I've got 300 plus people who come through the store, and half of those are struggling. Mm-hmm. And the other half are optimal. They're like on top of their game. But it can get in your head, just like medical students who, you know, think they have every disease when they go through school. Well, I've had every disease known to man at a certain point and time. But the lung bus, it's easy if you are have insurance and you're 55 to 80 years old and you have been a smoker within the past 15 years, it's free. If you're uninsured and you're between 50 and 80 and you're a current smoker or has quit within the past 15 years, it should be free also. So if you have been a smoker because of the additional risk of smoking, I encourage you to come in because there is a tremendous potential to save your life if you can catch lung cancer early. If you wait till the later stages, the odds are very low.
Right.
And so come to the lung bus. It's going to be August 27th from 9 a.m. till 2. Last time Dr. Hedrick was there was going over the scans because you get it right then.
Oh.
And it could be life-saving because, like working with Dr. Lazar at the Vascular Institute, this is also, if you see a blockage, I mean, you can easily contact somebody like Dr. Lazar and move forward with something that can alleviate that issue.
Yeah, and it removes some fear maybe too, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, what for me is I want someone to say, you are absolutely perfect, Ed. There's actually no shadows of anything.
Right.
And you look like you're 17 years old in your vascular structure. No, what's going to happen is they're going to say, you look really good, but
yeah.
There's always the BUT that flies in, and I'm not good with the BUT. I'm just not. So I don't want to know. And you know what? I've lived 65 freaking great years of quality. If I drop dead tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to be a little sad about dropping dead. I want to see my grandkids grow up. But life is life. And I have been blessed to the heavens with a great life.
Right. Yeah. You just represented a bunch of people that don't like the butt, though. Oh. Just tell me the good stuff. Don't. Hey, Clint, butt. No. Stop there. Let me go. We're good.
Hey, I'm all about the big picture of everything in life except this little system called Edward's show. I want to also put a plug in for a new med spa, Alchemy. Actually, Dr. Lazar's and Tracy's daughter, Cora, is opened this med spa called Alchemy. Mm-hmm. I actually don't on the top of my mind remember the exact address, but it's spelled A-L-C-H-E-M-E-Y. And met with her about a month ago, fired up, passionate. She is going to set the woods on fire with good therapies to help maintain the appearance and the health of skin. And not only what I like about her, and obviously she comes from the Lazar lineage, especially Tracy, is she's really connected to the power of food and nutrition, not just superficial, let's make this look better if even though the insides are falling apart. Let's work on both sides of this. So we're going to partner a little bit to, she's like, if she's dealing with acne patients, she has a real specialty for acne. And we're going to work together to help her clients with nutrition while she's treating them with some very good therapies.
Well, she can get on to me for saying this. I think she's off in North Chattanooga, though.
Yes, you're
200
right.
Manufacturers Road, Thank Suite you, 105.
Thank you, Clint. Yeah. You got such a good memory, man, I'll tell you.
Thank you. Yeah,
called, yeah
it's
Google
called, It's called Android. It's that's.
Well, so Alchemy. And I will say, I did, and I've spoke of this before, I guess I just call myself superficial. I am in certain ways. Okay. I'm not going to be dishonest about it. Far less than ever. But I am doing some facials that I did again. I did it 2 days ago. And it is probably the most painful thing I've ever done.
What?
And what they do is they take this little tiny dial and it has 24 insulin needles in it. And she pokes me about 75 times with 24 needles. And the reason I did it is because, one, I'm nuts and I'm crazy, but I'm also an experimenter and I want to see if things work. Well, I was on TikTok and, you know, I have a TikTok account. I've got, you know, lots of views. I think I'm up to 1.7 million. Ed Jones 63 on TikTok has to do with working out. But I was on there and right after seeing Top Gun, and here comes this doc, this dermatologist, and said, hey, does anyone out there really want to know how could a man who's 59 years old, Tom Cruise, have the skin quality that he does? I had already thought of that before I walked out of the movie theater of how does, because you could makeup can do a lot of things.
Right.
But when you had that view that they did on him that close, that often, And I'm an observer of health big time. I've spent my whole life. I've never seen skin like his. Well, he does this radio frequency treatment. That was what the doc called it. So at this point, I'm going to Southern Surgical Arts. I think Tammy's great up there. May end up going to Alchemy after this, but we'll see. And so I called, I texted her, and she said, yeah, we have it. And it is freaking painful. But I can tell you, this is my second treatment, and I am very, very invested in this.
So what does it do? What is it? Is it just skin quality, wrinkles,
splotches? What it does is it's going into your skin with these insulin needles, then sending a radio frequency down to the level of collagen building. And so it's helping break up a little scar tissue, helping to reduce wrinkles, also just putting that plug in with that electrical system to put more collagen. I mean, if you had the collagen of your of where you had at 20, you might not look 20, but you would not age in the face. You would not have many wrinkles.
Wow.
You just don't have plumpness. And the reason babies are so plump and full of so much vibrant look is because of collagen.
Wow.
It just is. It's okay. Collagen.
Well, let us know how it works. We'll keep up on it. Just like a running diary with Ed Jones. You'll walk in one day and I'll be like, dude, you look like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Holy crap. And you're a pilot. You're just like Tom Cruise.
Hey, I'll take that. Hey, I'm not even going to argue with that, Clint.
Heck with you. Well, I was trying to play. Now you're taking it all serious.
I hope people understand that it. I laugh at myself
because
the older I get, the less superficial I am, and the more I joke at myself for the connections I have with the craziness in my life.
But isn't that kind of a key to life? I wish I'd learned that earlier, to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves so serious, because that's part of mental health. We talk about physical health, and I know you've done this forever, but a big component of the health thing is the mental part, and I kind of wish I'd learned earlier, just, you know, laugh at yourself a lot. It'll be easier on you down the road.
There's no doubt that's a great lesson in life, but it does come usually with years of living before we get to that point.
Yes,
all right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about breast cancer prevention and that topic, and plus other things to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones here with Nutrition World, back with my bud Clint Powell. And, you know, as I age, Clint, especially in the areas that I'm passionate about, of course, the biggest passion is learning health and helping to empower other people on their own journeys. And I must say quickly, and I'm not going to go into this at any depth. I don't even want you to ask me a question about it, because I'm going to do a podcast on this, but I got deathly sick about 9 days ago, and I was on the floor screaming for 2 straight days, and I managed my sickness. It was an infection, it wasn't COVID. I managed my sickness as good as I probably could in a moment of kind of panic. Because here's what I've learned. I've not been sick. I've never missed a day of work in 43 years, and I've had to miss several days of work. And during the throes of it, I again realize this, but now I deeply realize how fragile we are emotionally, mentally, and how easy and susceptible we are to any remedies. That is scary. Because what could happen is, in the medical field, they are so aggressive with things that... And their goal is to do good work, to help you to get better. But you have to always do one single thing in life. Weigh risk against benefit. I don't care if it's your food, your supplements, especially your pharmaceuticals, your procedures at hospitals. They are not looking out for you, people. Let me tell you, they're looking into their textbook and their training, not for the benefit of the patient. I was told you need to take Cipro. Cipro's under a class of antibiotics called fluoroquinolones. Fluoroquinolones are devastating potentially to your body. Would I take a Cipro if I was on death's door? Yes, that's when I would take one. You don't do it for a generalized infection, in my opinion. You try everything first. If nothing else works, then you try it. Far safer drugs like doxycycline and other ones that have been around for 50 years. But when you're down and out, you better be ready with a mental state, a game plan, and people surrounding you that are giving you balanced information. So I'm going to speak further of this down the road, but be very cautious. And when I say that, I think we need to be certainly prepared, because you go into this unprepared, you are susceptible to some really harsh stuff.
Am I allowed to make a comment?
Go.
You told me I couldn't ask questions. But first of all, I think, and I know you said it, and I know what you meant, I do think doctors have our best interest at heart. They just have, and you've referenced it in the past, they just have their toolbox. So I don't think it's that they don't look at you and say, I want to help Ed.
It's no, just they don't.
They look at Ed and they go, okay, I want to help Ed, but I have this toolbox over here, and that's it.
Exactly.
Second thing is, first of all, you can't ask me any questions and then throw out, I'm on the floor screaming. That's a little crappy on your part. Third is, I'm in a room with you. Are you contagious?
No.
Okay, selfishly. No, okay, good.
No worries at all.
Everybody's out there going, hey, what is that giving Clint in that studio over there? So, no, I look forward to hearing the podcast about it going down the road.
Yeah. And I'm all good. I'm actually
good.
Feeling like $1 million, and I'm very happy. And all hardships in my life, I try to be positioning myself as learning a lesson from and being a better person afterwards. So what I'm saying, going back to, is create a team. Go ahead and try to be basically knowledgeable about your physical body treatments. Have access to the websites that you can trust. That isn't WebMD, because of algorithms, internet censorship. You are not finding the information that you could find 3 years ago. You can't. And so you're going to find the standard protocols just rewritten in many different formats, but they're all going to come down to the same premise,
right,
which is drugs are totally safe. You take as many as you basically need just to get over this hurdle. But if you're left in a broken state because of the risk of the drug, it does not make sense to me. Right. 8,100 drugs have been recalled in this country, removed from this country, that were approved as safe. Every one of these 8,100 killed thousands of people. And how many people here are remembering any of those 8,100? Almost nothing except maybe Vioxx and thalidomide.
Right. Well, and to on the other side of that, and maybe you can bring us up to speed on this, this may be on your list of your agenda today because you brought a bunch of notes. Isn't there a bill that's sitting out there that's supposed to be voted on soon that would kind of regulate or remove some stuff that is available now over the counter? Or am I misstating that?
Nope, it's still up there, and it's by Senator Durbin.
Well, that's the other side of this, right?
It's the broken system trying to monopolize health care to a point of Nazi Germany. And so please go to our Facebook, Vital Health Radio or Nutrition Worlds, and oppose this bill. It takes you 30 seconds to hit three buttons. Thank you for bringing that up. But I'm bringing all of this to say, Dr. Mercola, to me, and I've said this many times, is, in my opinion, the wisest health professional speaking on earth today. When you take a big look at what he knows and what he recommends, because he's very truthful. Everything from the medical field to the nutritional field to the food field. Well, he had a wonderful article, and in fact, you can't even access his stuff on the internet unless you pay now, because he was so attacked during the COVID times that he was listed as a
misinformation, basically
enemy of the world because of his outspokenness, which has now come to kind of, people are starting to see that, wow, he was pretty much right. But I'm saying all that again to go back to, he had a wonderful article, 25 health tips for 25 years. He has put together what he feels is the 25 most important health tips for our life. And I'm going to use probably four different shows to go through this. But number one out of his 25 most important is time-restricted eating. What is that? That is where you pick a certain amount of hours. You don't have to do this every day, but at least 3 days a week, where you're going to eat for 8 to 10 hours. Then you're not going to do anything but drink clean water for the other 14 hours. What does that do? It makes us what we call metabolically flexible by lowering insulin. Insulin's not glucose. Very few health professionals realize the risk and danger of elevated insulin. Elevated insulin is over 10 on a blood test. You want to find that out, come to Nutrition World any Tuesday or the last Friday of the month. Just walk in and get an insulin test. But you have to be fasting to do that. But doing this time-restricted eating cleanses the body, lowers inflammation, removes some of the toxins that are causing cancer. Mm. I use my sister as an example, and she doesn't listen to this show, but she's 10 years older than I. She'll probably outlive me. She has the worst diet that I probably can remember of almost anyone. She never stopped smoking. She lives on coffee morning, noon, and night. Loves KFC. She likes that, and Domino's pizza. That's pretty much the diet. And other than having broke knees about 3 years ago, she's daggum good. She works out in the yard every single day, very happy, joyous, contented. One reason is because she's not married. Excuse me. Sorry.
And that's a different podcast, a different radio show.
But the reason she's doing what she is, because she's done this her whole life, is, and she has no clue, is she's done time-restricted eating without knowing what the word is. She eats one meal a day. Yeah, it's KFC. One single meal a day. That's what has been her salvation, because the other hours of the day, her body's doing its level best to get rid of the KFC, to get rid of the cigarette smoke, to get rid of all the excessive coffee. And it works. It works. So time-restricted eating people, try to pick 3 days a week, go into and saying, okay, I'm going to only eat in a 10-hour window, and the other 14, I'm going to drink water. Just that is a game changer for your health. So we've got 25 of these tips. That is one of the 25. Do you ever do that?
I started about 2.5 years ago.
Yep, I thought you did.
And I do it probably 4 to 6 days a week.
Good.
Where I stop between 7 and 9-ish, mm-hmm. and then I don't start back till 10 or 1-ish, mm-hmm. depending on when I start the night before. And it's I like it a lot. I wish I could be more strict with it, and I think I would get better benefits.
Yeah, but 3 days a week can be a game changer for your health. This constant grazing all day long is very unhealthy for us. And this is one of those things. I preached constant grazing for the first 35 years of my career because I thought that was the correct way to eat. And here I am saying, no, I was wrong.
Yeah,
I was wrong. But you do the best you can with the information you have at the present time. I love, again, empowering people with helping you to have more people you can trust. On Instagram, there's a guy, I don't know his name, but his site is Flav City, spelled F-L-A-V-C-I-T-Y. What he does is he goes to Costco, Sam's, Aldi's, grocery stores. I didn't see him in a health food store. And he'll spend about 60 seconds picking one single product and showing the label on it and saying, this is why this product is superior for your health. This is why this product is to be put back on the shelf. And he's wonderful at helping you to figure out, hey, that's the product that I want. That's the tomato sauce that I need to get, not the one over here. I need to get this one. Kids' snacks, dinners, all these packaged foods. So if you're on Instagram, F-L-A-V-C-I-T-Y. Again, accumulating that team, and hopefully Nutrition World can be part of your team. You know, we have 17 practitioners, and we are there to help people.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a lecture this Tuesday coming up at 6 o'clock from a company called Pranaram. They're flying their national educator in. Pranaram makes essential oils, and it's the only company in the world that I know about that is prescription. In France, you cannot get these oils because they are so quality and potent. And in France, the physician will write you a prescription for Pranaram very readily for things like, many things. The essential oils are the blood of a plant is what they are. They're not the nutrients. They're what's called phytochemicals, and they come from the liquid versions of plants. You really can't eat enough of these plants to become medicinal as the level you can with essential oils because they're concentrated. But so Tuesday night, if you go to nutritionw.com under events, sign up because you're going to get a free bottle of Pranaram lavender oil for just attending the lecture.
Are the essential oils, are these the ones you can put in for scent, the ones you rub on your body, the one you take in drops, or yes to all the above? How are they dispersed?
Yes to all the above.
Okay,
with Pranaram. Now, most essential oils are nothing but fragrance.
Right.
And they're not going to get any benefit out of them. And most are not pure enough to use internally. Pranaram actually has about one-third of theirs is used internally.
Mm.
When I was down and out with my illness, I was using Pranaram's ginger capsules three times a day, and I just find great value in this. Again, our toolbox is humongous for nature's pharmacy. Again, the World Health Organization says 70% of the world uses botanical medicines still today. Yet you would not know that by the media because they never embrace or endorse or do anything about the value of herbs and nutrients. But the reason people use it around the world is because it's safe, it's effective, and it works if you get the right quality product with the correct advice. So there's my rant on time-restricted eating.
Good. I like it. And you've got that lecture coming up Tuesday. So.
Yep.
And then are we taking a break now? You got something else?
You're
looking at your notes.
I'm just kind of spinning in a...
Well, I want you to do me a favor between the break, and we don't have to do it this week. Let's do it next week if you want to. But I sent you an article this week about grip strength. Did you read it?
I did.
Okay, never mind. Then we'll talk about it later. I thought it was very interesting.
I did. In fact, I didn't do it on here. I actually did a whole comment on some of my social media about the fact that grip strength has been associated with probably one of the strongest indicators of how we are going to live in old age.
Mm.
And Dr. Peter Attia had posted this, and I took your article and that article and made a strong comment about it.
Because I have to go listen to it.
As you lose grip strength, it is so associated with more falls, less recovery, many of the factors that cause us to go from normal to old, O-L-D. And so I'm a huge invested in that. Yes.
Yeah, and plus you can't open your pickle jars. And you know,
you got that right.
I mean, now, I got good grip strength, though. I'm going to be able to open my jars, by golly.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't. And the reason I don't is not because I work out.
Yeah.
It's because I fell 4 years ago at Goals and dislocated both of my thumbs under a dip bar under my entire weight of 175 pounds. And, you know, you do that to your body, it will not rebound completely back.
I'm using CBD oil on my right hand because I've got my trigger fingers all messed up. It's a or my middle finger right here has got, it locks up on
it
me.
It does, yep.
And I think it's from hitting the heavy bag all the time.
It is.
Compression.
And I've hit the bag nothing like you have, Clint, but it is, it can be damaging to those joints.
Oh, yeah.
I will say with trigger finger, DMSO is the only thing I have ever seen that has any potential, because when that, that probably won't get a lot better unless you do something to break up the scar tissue. DMSO used on it twice a day for several months, I have seen wonderful. And real quickly,
yep.
Been going to Oxygen Health Spa, East Brainerd to do my hyperbaric three times a week. I'm fully, fully confident that that is a beneficial therapy for those who need it. I'm a guinea pig. That's why I'm doing it. I can't say I need it. But post-COVID, I have seen tremendous benefit with people who are dragging their butt around because they 6 months out of COVID or out of the shots, and they are just can't get back to normal. And I want to say one thing. I used to do this with Dr. Green, the coward of the week, I would kind of come up with. And I have to say, there's, I've mentioned this coward about three times. And Access Pharmacy, to me, is the coward of the week, the month, and the year, because any pharmacy or medical institution who advertises on their digital sign, we and are proud of it, we have vaccines for children for COVID, I think is doing an injustice to this city and to these people. Does that mean that the vaccine is not valuable for some people? No, I'm not saying that. But when you market a drug that is experimental, that has never been tested, and you're going to use our children of this country as the guinea pig when they have a literally 0.0003% chance of death because of this, and you're already getting myocarditis on these children, it is despicable. Absolutely despicable. All right. Well, I have got my adrenaline going on that one.
That's what you say. Wow.
All right, brother, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having some words of wisdom and more info. That plus more to come as we continue for Dr. Christopher Green. Not for Dr. Christopher Green.
Every time, Dr. Clint. Street doctor.
Dr. Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my buddy Clint Powell. And you know, years and years and years ago, most of us that are older remember Mary Ellen Loker.
She was a
newscaster, and she had a huge bout with breast cancer. And it would go away, and it would come back. It would go away and come back. And of course, now we have the big funds set up under her name, and the buildings named after her. And I want to just say real quickly, for Memorial Hospital, they do a wonderful job. And they launched something called Mel's Club, which has educated thousands of girls in the area's schools on the importance of breast health beginning at an early age. And it is trying to help further educate people on how to protect themselves. Well, here's the deal to me, and I want to expand on that story. I think that's of great value. Thank you, Memorial, for putting the pieces together and allowing this to happen. But again, I tend to be somewhat frustrated because it doesn't involve a bigger picture that could be brought into this. And what is that? Well, I don't think, and I'm not being negative at all, I just know that there's toolboxes and we need to always look for bigger ones to add to it that are of value. Eating cruciferous vegetables, what that does is, and what are those? Those are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, something in the store called indole-3 carbonyl, which is the pill version of that. What it does is it takes the liver and it turns on this mechanism where there's different forms of estrogen in women have different numbers on them. There's one called 16-hydroxyestrogen that is toxic to breast tissue of women. Nothing wrong with nature making 16-hydroxy if it's being excreted at a rate of helping to stay healthy. The problem is, what it does it take for that to happen in the liver is a certain mechanism, and that mechanism's turned off when your diet is full of processed foods, Cokes, and you don't eat cruciferous vegetables. Broccoli, cauliflower, taking indole-3 carbonyl every other day could lower cancer rates probably significantly by the studies that are looking at it. So dietary intervention is something that, again, the traditional medical field just brushes over very, very quickly. And then secondly, vitamin D, if it's under 25 nanograms, you're going to be at a higher risk for most diseases, but especially in regard to cancer and breast cancer. And again, how do you know if it's low? You come to Nutrition World on any Tuesday and get your blood checked, or you push your healthcare professional to say, I want my daughter to be checked for vitamin D, and I don't care if she's 15 years old. We need to know that our vitamin D is at least 32 nanograms, and that is about 50% of the people do not have it at that level.
But I think this is a great topic where you have the combination and the partnership of the medical profession and the holistic approach that you're talking about that can work in tandem together, because the screening, going and finding out and getting checked, you know, consistently for breast cancer, and then learning how to mitigate the risk factors on the holistic side, that's a great way to work together. Because when you do find a problem, if you're in front of it and you're set yourself up to be healthy enough to go through the process, all of a sudden the medical world and the holistic world come together, and that's how you can either prevent or get in front of it quickly and fix it, like they're doing at Memorial.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the great things. Memorial is open-minded more than any other organization in town. Is there a lot of room for improvement? Of course there is. I mean, Nutrition World has plenty of room for improvement too. But at Nutritional Wellness, you know, we have 17 practitioners, one of which is Dr. Brian Johnson, and he's the Chattanooga's only board-certified integrative physician in this city. And he has 12 and a half years of actual working on palliative care for cancer patients and administering all the things that come along with that diagnosis, especially at the end of life. Vastly educated on the combination of not only nutrition, pharmaceuticals, but the also mental state that plays a role in disease and in recovery. So Dr. Brian Johnson's available at Nutrition World. You'd go to nutritionw.com, make an appointment. It's $89 for the first 50-minute visit. Insurance will never pay for people like Dr. Johnson because they are too far outside the box of traditional medicine. But I knew Mary Ellen Loker very well. She would come to Nutrition World on a ongoing basis because she had a open-mindedness that was way ahead of her time. And I don't know where it came from, but she actually combined a lot of nutritional therapies, despite her physician saying not to do it, with her regular treatments. And she had a very long, lengthy life considering the aggressiveness of her cancer. Could she have done it with nutrition alone? No, probably not. Could she have done it with chemo alone? Well, it extends lifespan. But the thing is, the nutrients allowed for less side effects and allowed for better quality health. You go into any war with the strongest equipment and the best fitness, you're going to probably come out on a better end. And that's what you do with your health.
Well, yeah, and I never really, I mean, I guess I understand it because there's money involved. But the concept of, you touched on it earlier in the radio show, the team approach. I never understood the angst between the holistic approach, the medical profession, and then the mental approach. Because when you're going through illness, just think about regular life. We tell everybody all the time to, you know, get your physical, your spiritual, and your mental stuff together, right? On a daily basis, that's what we're supposed to do. Well, and it's the same with your health. Because if you get sick, or if you're, even if it's temporary, it drains your energy, it drains your mental strength, it drains your relationships, chronic pain. But if you're going through something like this, it's that acute and an onset and got such a heavy burden on it, on mental side of it, it seems to me that everybody on your team or everybody should approach it like, hey, I'll handle the medical part. You need to have the holistic side taken care of. Oh, and by the way, you probably need to be in touch with somebody to help you with the mental component because your physical and mental and spiritual all tied together. It's not like we're these little compartmentalized just guinea pig running around.
And that's very wise info. And the thing is, like you say, that is the optimal position to be in as we age or we are dealing with something. And you won't do that when you're crashing. We need to prepare these things before. I tell people this past couple of months that if you don't really need Dr. Johnson right now, go ahead and see him one single time for $89. That puts him on your team. That means that in 6 months, all of a sudden you wake up deathly sick. You don't have time to recruit these people. You have to do it already beforehand when you're doing well.
Yeah.
You put your nutrition program together when you're feeling pretty darn good. You get the gym activities going. You get the blank. You get your life set up. You get whatever. But the people involved are vital, and that means the medical people too. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be going to walk-in clinics when you are super sick because they only give three things. They give steroids. They give painkillers. They give antibiotics. Everyone gets the same exact thing when you go in, and is that good medicine? It's not personalized medicine.
But it can be effective if the situation's right. Because my son just had a finger infection he got from work, and his finger had blown up because he just went to work every day. He needed some antibiotics quick, and it fixed it because he couldn't close his hand.
Right.
Now he's back at work. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's different than I'm just going to wait and only use that.
Yes.
That's my only option. Mm-hmm. Because just like you talk about all the time, sometimes in life, you just want to have choices.
Choices.
You just want to have options. And if you don't have the right people on your team, you don't have access to those options.
No, you don't. And you can't do that when you're sick. So I encourage people to be prepared. Think about it before. It's like, are you going to start retiring, putting money back at 62 years old for retirement? You're probably going to be a loser if you do that. So let's get it going early.
You just called me a loser. You don't know it, but you just called me a loser.
Well, a loser's calling a loser because okay. I have assets, but with all my money goes to you know what? Alimony.
I'm mostly liabilities everywhere I'm at. You know, that's what I'm. Debt and liabilities, man. Could you get into this relationship with me? People go, why are you single? I'm debt and liabilities. Who wants that? You know.
On my other podcast called The Holistic Navigator, I did a wonderful interview with a lady named Dr. Melissa Sell. She's involved in something called, no one knows about this. I've talked to one single person, I think, in the past 5 years, a really kind, sweet lady who came in the store, and I was like, you know about German New Medicine? This guy named Dr. Hammer, he's passed away now, but it has to do with the philosophy of how do we really get ill? Why do we get ill? And completely radical. I mean, we're talking totally radical. It has to do with a shock trauma of things unexpected in life that send the body into this certain mechanism of action that then causes this. But on the Holistic Navigator, if you type in German New Medicine, you could listen to our interview. But I loved her post on Instagram just yesterday. And she said, "Dear children of the future, you do not need pharmaceutical products to survive in the world." That's very wise. One, that's the first thing she said. Do we need pharmaceutical products in the world? Yes, we do. I don't want to be in the world like back in the caveman days and go through, I don't care if it's a tooth infection all the way down to whatever, without pharmaceuticals. But do we need it every day to survive in the world? No, we don't. But we're being told that. And she said, "Your mere existence is a survival legacy." Yes, we think about the odds of us, first off, not even being born is about probably 10 million to one. Then we think about the risk every single day of our life from pathogens and things that could take us down very quickly, and it doesn't do it. We are very resilient, even in the worst of conditions. It's Civil War. I loved looking and reading about the soldiers who had devastating injuries, who continued to fight, who went back and basically they just bandaged them up and said good luck. And many of them, if they did not get a quick infection, they lived because we have an extreme power of rebuilding ourselves. That was before any of the drugstores opened. That was before anybody knew a whole lot. The body has this capacity, still does. And like she says, fear-based tactics in marketing will tell you your body is so weak, but it is not. And your symptoms are the remedy. Here's the thing. So attack symptoms. They are incredibly informative. They're also very important for your healing because, like she says, your symptom is the therapy. And you need to be speaking empowering words over yourself. My body heals quickly. I am strong and I am healthy and I am good at what I do and I will trust myself for healing. When I felt like I'm, you know, awful, the worst probably in my adult life just a week ago, I kept saying to myself, even though I didn't really believe it at times, trust the body, trust the body. It has never let me down before. Yes, I'm supporting it with the right therapies at this moment. They don't seem to be working, but you know what? Trust my body. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, I'm a victim and there has to be some medicine right around the corner. If they just throw it at me, I'll be well again. No, trust the freaking body and that will serve you very, very well.
Love it.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more hopeful information and that plus more to come as we continue for Dr. Clint Powell.
Oh, there you go.
I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with Clint Powell, and I read a lot of varied type of literatures, and I find inspiration all over the place. I don't have to go down one pathway. Well, the Tao Te Ching is one of certainly ancient origins, and I have read this for 20 years at certain times that seem to pop up in my life, and often it is at appropriate moments. There is a time for being ahead, a time for being behind, a time for being in motion, and a time for being at rest. A time for being vigorous, and a time for being exhausted. A time for being safe, a time for being in danger. The master sees things as they are, without trying to control them. She lets them go their own way and resides at the center of the circle. That has served me well at times, Clint, because I forget that there are so many different segments and times of my life that if I'm exhausted, there's nothing particularly wrong with that. That's maybe that's the moment that I need the exhaustion to be there, and it's putting me more in a place of surrender. Surrender does not mean giving up. It means just sitting with it and then managing it from a place of wisdom instead of forcing and pushing all the time, because valuing things as rest, and when I'm vigorous, I want to be very vigorous, but when I'm exhausted, accept it, be peaceful with it, surrender to it. And that's helped me a lot. It actually helped me during my sickness, because I sat with my uncomfortable feelings instead of pushing as hard as I can away. I actually named it, I held on to it, and I sat and observed it as best I could. And that's just a great lesson for me anyway. It helped me get through that. It really did. The more I push, the more it pushes back.
Well, you're in the gym. People can relate to this. You know, you've got push-pull exercises, right? You got the bicep and the tricep. And sometimes I think in life, it's the exact same thing. Sometimes the strongest thing we can do is nothing. Sometimes the most the thing that takes the most strength is sitting in the unknown, or doing what you said, acknowledging this is the moment I'm supposed to be in, instead of trying to compare it to our expectations. And that takes strength sometimes way more than pushing through.
You are exactly right, Clint. That was very well said, and I certainly felt that. I love it. I want to, before we run out of time here, I do want to say next week, fantastic lady, Dr. Colleen Smith, who owns Chai Veterinarian Holistic, is going to be on the show. And I've known her for years, has wonderful passion and knowledge and experience, again, outside the normal realm of traditional thinking in regard to our health of the pets. So please join in next week for Dr. Colleen Smith. Two restaurants that I have been told that I would probably like, I have not been to. One is Agave and Rye. Been there?
Nope.
It's downtown, and it's where the old blue, was it Blue Plate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I think it's located. And then yesterday I heard from someone who said, Hello Monty on Main Street. Never heard of the name. I looked it up.
Yeah,
and
me neither.
It looks excellent. Again, I, as you know, as certainly a connoisseur of good food, this is not, I know I'm fortunate that I have the financial ability to go eat out a lot, and some people don't. But if there's, we all can have special occasions where we go do special meals. I want a place that actually cares about the quality of their foods. And when I mean that, I don't mean how many spices can we put on the green beans that came out of a can. I mean actually having some transparency. And many of these places I eat at, they know the farmers who brought the mushrooms in, or like even Loopy's, and they know, you know, where the cheese is up in Sequoia County, and the meats and the this. They know the history of the food. If you don't know the history of the food, you are going to be taken. You just are, because of poor quality ingredients, things that are added to it that should not be. And when you have something pure, it's like a piece of artwork, and you would not damage it by leaving it in the back of a van in 110 degree temperature. You would prize that piece of artwork. Well, food is a piece of artwork to me, especially in the raw state, and you have people who care about it. It's like your great-grandmother did almost. When we're on the farm, I guarantee you, and I was not raised on a farm, I'm sure there was like, oh, this piece of zucchini is better than this piece. I'm going to serve this for Sunday dinner because I see that it is a perfectly ripe.
Yeah.
So.
Well, real quick, there's a place that I used to love taking the family to in Ducktown. There's an apple place, a little restaurant, but it's on Apple Orchard. They have, I don't know, 8 kinds of apples, and you can take a little tour, but they have a restaurant there, and they make their apple products and desserts right there. I'm sitting here listening to you. How cool would it be if there was a farmer that had a big giant farm that created a restaurant where they actually took the vegetables from their farm and then had the restaurant right there?
Coolest thing on earth.
That would be fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, it would be so marketable.
I would drive for that.
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to be at a distance, which would decrease some business.
That's a destination, though, man.
But
that
it would be, you'd probably have to wait a week to get a reservation.
Yes. And do little gardening tips on the side if you want to start your own little gardening.
Well, my daughter and one of the employees has a vision, which will not probably happen. Turn the top roof of Nutrition World into a cafe using locally grown foods. And Nutrition World now has, we're going to have local farmers, they're going to start bringing their foods into Nutrition World on a weekly basis so that we can offer the exact foods we're talking about. I didn't just pop in my head. I wanted to say that.
Wow.
Real quickly, yep. Amazon, who I love for commodities, order from them a lot. Never order your nutritional supplements. One is they package with no cold packs. NutritionW.com has cold packs on every order in the summer. So when you get nutrients from Amazon, the chances are that's going to be decreased in potency because it's been on too many trucks for too long and too much heat. But they also are selling too many fake products. They were found the Align Probiotics. We don't sell that brand. It's sold at every drugstore. Found that a good percentage were fake because what's happening is resellers are making a lot of money by taking packages and putting stuff in it that isn't worth 2 cents, but they can sell it and the consumer doesn't know. And the 50% of the immune products that were tested did not have the ingredients in them because of Amazon. It wasn't because of the company making it. Amazon allowing resellers is opening the door and always has opened the door to very, very low quality products. Do not order from Amazon that, please. It is just not going to be conducive to your health.
There you go.
Good tips. I get all my supplements, sir, from a place called Nutrition World, just so you know. You might have heard of it.
They're not as good as GNC, but I'm pretty
easy.
Whoopsie.
I feel the passive aggressiveness coming across the table.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what, brother? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.